Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. So we got to the bottom of Yud Ches Mem Beis, the beginning of the third parak, and the Mishnah begins as follows. It says, "Seder Tainios Elu Amor B'Revir Rishona." The whole series of Tainios that we've been discussing is referring to Revir Rishona, which means if the Revir Rishona has not yet come yet, so then they have these series of fast days. About Smachim Shanu, if some things begin to grow in a strange way, which Rashi explains, if you planted wheat and the barley grew, or you planted barley and wheat grew instead, Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, what it means is, of course, the same type of min is growing, but something looks different, something strange about it. If that happens, something about the way things grow, about Smachim Shashinu Masrin Aleim Miyah, then you don't wait at all. Then immediately, if something really odd's going on with the agriculture, then one does the whole series of fast days immediately. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chein shepasuk agsham ben geshem legeshem." If there's a large interruption between one rain and the next rain, arbam yom. If there's a 40-day gap after it rained once, then that's another indication. Masrin aleinu mipnei shi makas batzoras. That's a sign of a terrible famine, and therefore one a drought. Therefore, one has to fast immediately in that case as well. If 40 days have passed since it last rained. Yardu l'tzmachim. Let's say it rained for the tzmachim, that which grows the vegetation. Avalo yardu le'ilam, but it didn't grow for the trees. And the Gemara is going to explain how you have such a case where it rains for one, not the other. But the answer is going to be if it rains in a light way where it helps the vegetation grow, but doesn't help the trees grow, or if it's le'ilan, if it helps the trees grow, v'lo l'tzmachim, if it's a very heavy rain where it helps benefit the trees but not the vegetation, or lezeh, it's actually rain that benefits both the trees and the vegetation, v'lo l'boros l'shichin l'maros, but it doesn't fill up the different caves and the wells with water, then those are all situations of masrin alem miyad as well. So even though it may have rained, but since it's not covering all the different things, all the needs, that's also an indication of the need to immediately start the fast days. If there's one city that did not get rain, all the other areas near the city got rain, but this one city in the middle of others that did not receive rain, that also deserves the immediate response. As it says in the Pasuk in Amos, "V'imtarti al ir echas v'al ir achas lo." Amtir chelka achas timati vergomer. It's a pasuk that says, "I'm going to bring rain to one city and not to another city." That's an indication of a klala from Shemayim that also deserves an immediate response. The Mishnah goes on. Now we're in Daf Yutes. Also, ir misana umasras. That particular city that did not get the rain, they have to begin the fast days. They have to blow a shofar. All these surrounding cities, misanos below masrius, they have to fast, but they don't do the blowing of the shofar because they have to just show that they're feeling the pain. They're not experiencing the cloud because they actually are getting rain, but they don't want to leave out this main city, so they do a partial response in terms of fasting below masrius. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the opposite, masrius below misanos. He felt no, the surrounding cities would actually blow shofar, but they wouldn't need to fast. The Gemara is going to explain all of this, all the details of the Mishnah. If there's some type of dever, plague, a disease, omapolis, or some type of building collapsed, or a series of buildings, houses collapsed, also if that particular city, that city that's experiencing this this tragedy, this calamity, they would have to fast and also blow shofar. But the surrounding neighborhoods, the surrounding cities would only have to fast, but not have to blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva again says, Omer, Masrios v'lo misanos. The surrounding cities actually only blow shofar, but they don't fast. Ezu dever, how does one define a dever, a plague, a disease in this respect? Ir hamotzia chamesh meos ragli, the city of 500 people, for example, v'yotze mimenu shlosh meisim b'shlosh yomim ze'achazer, and three people die in three days in a row, hareza dever. So it's 3 to 500 is the ratio. If it's a larger city, it's 1,000 people, then you'd have to have 6 people die over the course of a few days. So that's the basic ratio that we're working with. Pachs mikan, if the ratio is anything less than that, ain't a dever, that's called more natural causes and not considered a concern of dever. Al elu, on these situations, masrin b'chomakum, the following, we're going to say that you have to blow shofar and fast in every case, because the following are various concerns that don't only stick to one city, but they actually spread. It's contagious of some sort. What are they? So al elu masrin b'chomakum, every place has to respond to such a terrible tzara. Al shidafon, if there's a very strong eastern wind which ruins the crop, so if one city experienced it, we're concerned that wind's going to move to other locations as well. That becomes a global issue. But hayirakon, if there's some type of disease, it's a disease, it's called yirakon because people's skin turns green, it's deadly, or al-arbev, al-ches, different types of locusts, or a wild animal, or if there's a an army passing through cities, you have to respond not only to the city that's experiencing the current tzara, but all other cities, because this is a moving makkah. The army travels, the locust travels, and so on. So Ma'isa Sheyardu is the Canaan. One time, the elders of Sanhedrin went down Yerushalayim le'Arem. They went from Yerushalayim to the cities. The Gazer Tainis al Shinira Kimlo Pi Tanur Shidafon. They saw the size of a Shidafon, this wind of some sort that was the size of the mouth of an oven, Be'ashkelon, in the city of Ashkelon, which is the area of the Plishtim. And there were Gozer. There were Gozer everywhere because this is something that moved from place to place. Moreover, Gazu Tainis Al Sha'achlu Ze'evim Shnei Tinokos Be'eva Yarden. On the other side of the river of the Yarden, two wolves had eaten two young children, and because of that, they could cross over the river. They were gozer throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, such a tiny. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Al Sha'achlu Ela Al Shiniru. No, not that they ate two children, but rather that you simply saw two wolves. That was enough of a reason to be concerned and start the fast days in the blowing of the shofar. Now, Al Elu, Masim B'Shabbos. Now, the next examples are going to be things that you're allowed to even blow shofar on Shabbos and daven on Shabbos as well. Even though normally we don't daven for bakashas on Shabbos, when things are incredibly serious and scary, even we could even violate Shabbos in terms of the bakashos and ask for rachmim on these cases. What are the examples? Al Irshi Kifua Nachum, if your city is surrounded by soldiers, on Nahar, or there's a river that's overflowing, it's flooding. There's a boat that's in danger in sea. Rabbi Yossi, so these are examples whereby you're allowed to daven on Shabbos for these matters. Rabbi Yossi Omer, le'ezra v'lo'letzak, he says, not true. You can actually blow shofar, but not for the purpose of davening, for the purpose of calling for help. It's an emergency. Please bring in reinforcements. We need help. We need people to help us out, but not for the purpose of davening. Shimon ha'temani Omer, af al ha'dever, he said, even dever is a reason to daven on Shabbos as well, but lo hodu lo chacham, chacham did not agree to them regarding the dever. I'll call tzara shelo tava al tzibur, any tzara that we don't want to wish upon any tzibur, masrin alein chutz mirov kishavim. So anything we want to daven for, but too much rain, if it's a big hurricane, for example, that's actually one example. Even though it's a tzara, we don't daven for that. That does not deserve a response. Why? Because geshem by nature is tov. So too much good, we can never say too much good is too much good. Even though it might be terrible, it might cause flooding and even deaths, Rov Gashamim is something that we cannot respond to in fasting and davening. So Gemara then says, a famous Ma'isa, Ma'isi Sh'amru Lo L'choni Amagam, Hespal Sh'yardu Gashamim. He davened that it should rain. Amru Lehem, so he said, Tzu V'yachnisu Tanur Ipsachim, everyone go bring in all your ovens that were outside, bring them inside the house, but shviel shelo yimoku, so they shouldn't get ruined. They were made from mud and earthenware. If it rained too much, it could ruin the ovens. He said, everybody bring them inside the house because it's going to rain. Watch what's going to happen. His palo, he davened v'lo yardu k'sham, it didn't rain. Ma'al, so what did Choni do? Uga, he drew a circle on the ground. V'amr b'soch, he stood inside this circle of Amr l'fanav, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam b'necha samu p'neim alai, your children, Bnei Yisrael, are looking upon me. Shani kibin ba'is levanecha. They think I'm a member of your household. Nishba ani b'shimcha agada. I'm swearing in your name. She'eni zoz mikan. I'm not going to exit. I'm not going to leave from this circle. Ad she'tirachem al banecha. Until you've shown mercy and rachman brought rain to your children. His chilu gisham natvin. It began to drip, a little bit of a drizzle. Amr Choni Amaga wasn't satisfied. He said, lo kach she'alti. I did not ask for a drizzle. El gishme baros shichin mars. I need to fill up the wells. I need to fill up the caves. I need a lot of rain. His chilu layered bezaf. It started to come down in an angry way, aggressive, a strong, powerful rain. Amr lo kach she'alti. I didn't ask for such a powerful rain. El gishme ratzon bracha nedav. I asked for a nice rain, a pleasant rain, a rain of bracha. So Yardu Kistiknan, and finally the rain came down in a normal way, a healthy way. Achiyotu Yisrael Yishlaim Lahar Bais, until the rain so much in the cities of Yishlaim that people have to escape the overflow river in the alleyways, they have to climb to the highest point of Yishlaim to Har Bais, because of the excess rain. So above Amrullah, they said to Choni Amaga, okay, it's enough. Kashem Shispalalta Alem, just like you davened Shiyardu that it rained and you were answered, Kaches pal sheyelchu lehem. Please daven that the rain stop because it's already too much. Amar lehem, he says to them, Tzuru im nimcheisa evin hatawin. Go see if the rain has ruined the evin hatawin, which is a rock where people would go stand to announce they lost the aveda. I found the X and Y aveda. If you have it, if it's yours, come show me your simanim. Show me the signs. That was called the evin hatawin, the rock of claims. So if that just started to get ruined a bit, if it got so much rain, let me know. So Gemara then says, Shalach lo shumin betshetach. When Shimon Betshetach heard what was going on, the Chonim Mag was speaking in such a way to Hashem. He was making demands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So giving ultimatums to him. He said, El Mole Choniata, had you not been Choni, Gozrenu Alecha Nidwe. We put you in excommunication in Nidwe. To speak in such a way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About Ma Eselecha, what can I do? Shata Mischata, Lifnei HaMakom, you're davening to Hashem, you're requesting from Hashem. Oselach Ritoncha, and he Akash Baruch Hu answers you. So obviously Akash Baruch Hu likes what you're doing, and I can't put myself in the middle here. Kibenshu Mischat El Aviv, just like a child asks his father for something, and his father grants him. So too Veoselach Ritona, and then the father does for his son. And so Akash Baruch Hu does for you as well, like you're Ben Bias. Valecha Kasev Omer, and Shimon Ben Shetach said about Choni Amago, about you, the pasuk has said in Mishlei Yismach Avich Levimecha B'Sagal Yoladecha. So praiseworthy, happy are the parents, and they're such a child. So obviously you're a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Ben Bias, and he listens to you, although this is not the proper way for most people to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you apparently are allowed. But the Mishnah goes further now, how you Masanin, let's say they began to fast, the Yardu Legin Kshamin, it started to rain, Kodom Neitachama, if they accepted upon themselves a fast, and before Neitachama, before the day had started, it began raining, Lo Yashlimi, there's no need to complete the fast, because the fast never really started. Since they didn't go into the Neitzachama, you can just continue, you could go ahead and eat. But after Neitzachama, if they started the fast, and then the rain only came after Neitzachama, then that's considered a haschala of the tainus, and Yashlima, they have to complete the fast, even though they were already answered. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, the cutoff point is not Neitzachama, the cutoff point is actually Chatzos. Kodem Chatzos, if it rained before Chatzos, lo Yashlima, they don't have to finish off the fast, and they could eat. But if halfway through the day went and they started fasting and they have to continue fasting even though it rained afterwards, Yashima, they must complete it. Maisa, Shagazu Balud, one time there was a tainis, Gazu tainis Balud in the city of Lud, because it hadn't rained, the Yardul Hem Geshamers began raining, Kodem Chatzos, before Chatzos. So Amr Lehem Rabbi Tarfon, told everybody, Tsuva Yechlu Shesuva, also Yomtav, go eat, go drink, and celebrate. This is before Chatzos, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. They ate, they drank, and they celebrated a Yom Tov. And they came in the evening to the Beis Knesset of Karu Halahagadol. They recited Halahagadol, which is the Hodu Lashem Kito Kilim Chasto, the long Hodu that we say, the Kilim Chasto we say on Shabbos. That was the Halahagadol they said in response to their Tfilas being answered. So that's the whole very long Mishnah. It's probably multiple Mishnahs put together. So the Gemara now says, we start off at the beginning of the Mishnah, and the beginning of the Perek saying, Seder Tainios Ha'elu Ha'amor B'Revi Rishona. The whole series of fast days is all referring to when the Revi Rishona came and went, they didn't have rain. So ask the Gemara, we have from a Brais we saw earlier in the Masech, the Ramini. Revi Rishona Ushnia Lishol. The first Revi is Mar Cheshvan. The second one we said was Zayin Cheshvan, when we expected to come, that's when we start asking for Saint Talmud Nevacha. And the Shlish is the third. Remember, we had the three Zmanim of Mar Cheshvan. It was 3, 7, and 17. There's a three Machlokas. So some say it was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The three different points in the calendar that was called Revi Rishona, Shni, and Shlish. So Revi Rishona and Shnia was regarding when to ask for the rain. Shlish was Lesanos. If the third Revi came around and it didn't rain, you have to start fasting. So how come the Braisa said Revi Shlish is when you start fasting, and our Mishnah says Revi Rishona? Which one is it? And so the Gemara clarifies what's going on here. Amr Yehuda Hachikamar. Say the Tanya Amr. The fast days are being described in these Mishnayos. Amasai, when does one do this? Bizman Sheyotza Revi Rishona Shneel Shlishis and Viladayin Lo Yarduk Shamim. What's referring to is if the first, second, third, those three dates, third of Mar Cheshvan, the 7th, and the 17th all passed and it hadn't rained yet, so then the din would be, then you begin fasting. Let's say the first rain of the season came, and they planted in response to the rain, and nothing grew, or things grew, but it began changing, either a different min came, or something looked different about it, then the lach would be masrin aleihem miyad, and then one would fast immediately. So it's referring to when the Mishnah says Revir Rishona means Revir Rishona Shnir Shlishis, or means if all three dates pass and it hadn't rained, then you start the response of the series of fast days. So Amar of Nachman says, Dafka Nishanu. only if the grains begin to dry up. So then that would be the din. Then you have to daven. Aval yavshu lo. But if things just dried up, that does not respond. That does not require a response. The tefillah doesn't work in that case. Tefillah works if it changes, something odd is happening. But if it just dries up, apparently the tefillah is not effective. Where's the pshita? That's a very obvious point. Nishtanu tzman. The Mishnah says only when the tzimcha, only if the vegetation begins to change. It doesn't mention yavshu. So what would the havamina even be that if it dries up, it should require an immediate response? So lo tzricha de'akun. The question is, if it dried up and then it began growing a little bit afterwards, a little bit of the stalks grew after it dried up, not a lot, but it stunted its growth, if you will. So ma'al the same way, what would you have thought? Aknose milsi. Maybe one would have thought, since it grew a little bit, that's actually called significant. And then maybe the tefillah would be effective. The Kamar says, Kamar Shalom, we learn from Nachman, that's not true. If it the quality of the grain was because of the dryness and not because of the change, that does not deserve a tinus. Somehow the tefillahs will not be effective if it's based on dryness. It has to be based on the change of the quality or the change of the type of species, the min that's grown. So Gemara now says at the bottom here, last two lines of the Amun here, V'chein shepasku g'shamim ben geshem l'geshem, if it's a pause of 40 days from the last rain, that also deserves and requires an immediate response of tefillah. So my makas b'tzaris. What does mean makas b'tzaris? There was some type of drought. So Amar of Yehuda Marav, maka ha-mevi alidei b'tzaris. It's a maka, it's a type of tragedy, type of calamity that leads to a drought. So Amar of Nachman, nahara anara. Let's say there's no grain in one city, but you could import from a different city through boats and through rivers. So nara anara. So that would be the definition of a betzoris. So that's called betzorsa. If it's now medina, let's say you can't transport from city to city. An entire country doesn't have the food. There's a drought, but you can transport. You can import from other locations. That's called a kafna. That's called a rav. That's the difference. So a kafna, but rather betzura, is a city is experiencing a betzura, and a rav is a famine, is an entire country is experiencing a famine. So Amar of Chanina, se'a b'sela. Let's say you could find a volume of a se'a of wheat, and it cost one se'a, ushchicha, it's very easy to find, it's not hard to get off the shelves, that's called betzurza. That's expensive, that's betzurza, but that's not the highest level, that's not so bad. A famine's much worse. If one city is experiencing a bit of higher prices to get some food, that's called a betzurza. But let's say arba, let's say you could find four volumes of wheat for only one sell. So it's a much better price now. You get a lot more bang for your buck here. But lo shchichi, but you can't find. There's no wheat to sell. Prices are great, but there's no supply. The supply chain is broken. Nothing's growing. That's called a kafna. That's a definition of a ra. That's a definition of a big famine. So it's not so much the pricing; it's about the availability. Seems. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shano. This is only true if you have a one sell for a sella. And it's shchicha, it's only true ela bizman she'amelos bazul. If money's easy to come by, money's, the inflation's high, the money's cheap, you can easily get money, send peros biyoker, so the fruit to the products are a bit expensive, but you could come by the money easily, so you can afford it. It's not a big deal that things are expensive because they're throwing money out. They're just printing cash. Of a malos biyoker, if the money is expensive, which means it's hard to come by the money. It's people don't have a lot of money, they're very poor, who perish bazul, even though the produce is very cheap, in the end of the day, no one has money to buy the produce, then that's a big concern, and then Masrin Alem Yad, you have to have an immediate response of davening and fasting and so on. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Niharna, which is Lashon of I remember, it was clear to me, Niharna is like it was light, it was clear to me, that Kad Havakaima, when I was, when there was a certain price, Arba Sin Besela, you were able to have a great deal. One seller buys you four volumes of chita, however, nefishin avachin kafin, but nonetheless, people were bloated from famine. That's what the response, the body responds, it gets bloated sometimes when they don't eat. But Tiveria, midless eats it, but no one had money to buy things. So the prices are fantastic, but you go on Amazon, you can't buy the food, it's not available, there's no supply chain, and therefore that's an indication of a big famine. Gemara says further now, Yardu litzmachem avalo le'ilim. We quoted the Mishnah that if it rained to benefit the crops and the vegetation, but not for the trees, so bishma, the Gemara says, I understand litzmachem lo le'ilan. You could have a rain that helps the crops, but doesn't help the trees. Mishkachas lo de'asa nicha, for lo asir razir. If there's a nice, pleasant rain, but no heavy rain, so that helps the vegetation, it helps the crops, but if it's not heavy, it's not going to really affect the trees. And that's one case. And le'ilam lo tzmachem, I understand a situation whereby it's going to benefit the trees, but not benefit the crops. The Asir Razir, where it came very strong, it only helps the trees, but that doesn't help the vegetation if it's too strong. The Asir Nicha doesn't come in a pleasant way. Avalo Lezeh Lezeh, if it helps the both the Tzmachim and the Ilanos, Avalo Leboris Lezeh Leshichim Maris, but doesn't help fill up the caves and the wells. So then, Mishkachla, that's also, I could find the Asir Razir of Nicha, where you have both types of rains. It rains in a pleasant way, and there's also heavy rain. So in that combination, you helped both the Tzmachim and the Ilanos, but you haven't helped the wells and the caves. But Miu Tuva Lo Asir, but didn't have enough. It wasn't able to fill up a lot to fill up the wells. But Ella, have the Tani, the Brisa says, Yardu Laboris L'Shich L'Maros, Avala Lo L'Zeh L'Zeh. But let's say it rains and fills up the bor, it fills up the Shich and fills up the Maros, it fills up the wells, the pits and the caves, but it doesn't help the trees and the vegetation, the crops. Hey, Chemishkach, how do you have a case? If it was able to fill up the boros, certainly there's enough to fill up help the trees and the tzmachim. What's a case? And the Gemara says, the Asya Bishpichusa, where it comes pouring down like buckets and buckets, where if it's just mamish like buckets, it's going to ruin the crops, it's going to ruin the trees, but still in terms of volume, it will fill up the boros, shirichin, and maros, and therefore you have three different scenarios whereby it could affect some of them, but not all of them. Rather than quotes a brisa, Tani Rabbanim, Masriin al ha'ilanos b'prosa Pesach. Let's say it's been a long rainy season, a dry rainy season, and by the time Pesach comes around, the trees have not begun to grow fruits and the flowers, so then you have to start davening and fasting for the trees. But you have to wait until Pesach because you don't really know the Pesach time. And if you see Pesach comes around and the trees aren't growing properly, that deserves a response much later on in the year. But al boros v'shichin ma'aros b'prosa chag. But if already by Sukkot time you see that the pits, the wells are not filling up, then by Sukkot time one has to daven for rain. And then v'im elam ma'im lishos. If there's no water to drink at all, there's a real drought. Then masrin aleim miyad. Then that deserves a davening right away, which is whenever that's realized. Whenever they recognize there's a drought, they have to for drinking. They have to fast right away. Ve'zim miyad shilahen. What's called miyad? So it says sheni chamishi v'sheni. So, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Sukkot, if it hadn't rained, so then they have to immediately respond if there's nothing to drink. Kulan, and all the tsaros, ein masrin alein ela baprachya shalhen, all these tsaros will be described. They only do the fasting in that particular medina where this is taking place that needs the water. So, Gemara then says, Vaskara, if there's a terrible disease, that it's some type of digestive disease, bisman sheish bamisiva leads to death, then masrin aleh, then you have to daven and fast and blow shofar and anywhere because it's something that's a disease that travels. Uzman shein ba misa, but when there's no misa attached to it, ain't masrin aleh, even though people are getting sick and ill, if nobody's dying from it, then that does not deserve, does not warrant a response. Masrin aleh govai, if they see some type of locust, they have to blow shofar and daven and fast. B'chosha, even if it's a small amount, because they can reproduce pretty quickly. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, afal chagav, another type of grasshopper. If they see that too, even just one, it might indicate that there's many more, and we have to respond to that immediately. So Tani Rabban, the Brisa says, further now, masrin al ha'ilanos b'shar shnei shavua, that when it comes to davening for the trees, the lack of rain for the trees, we're only concerned during the non-Shemitah years, during 6 of the 7 years, but during the Shemitah year, where we don't work the land anyways, and the Shemitah karka is hefker, so that we don't daven for lack of rain. Ahaboros valshichin v'hamaros, however, when it comes to the water, which everyone needs to drink the water all year round, even during Shemitah, afil b'shvius, we'd have to daven for Shvius even during Shemitah year as well, because we need the water. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, afal hilanos b'shvius, he argued, and said, even during Shemitah year, if the trees need water, we have to daven as well, mipnei sheyesh ben parnas lanim. Although the owners of the trees, the farmers, it's hefker for their part, but and they're not making parnas off this, but anim rely on it, and the anim need the fruit trees, and therefore, even during Shemitah year, we would daven if there's not enough rain for the trees. Tani Idach, the other brisa says that masrin al ha'ilanos b'shar shnei ha'shavua, that you would daven for the trees on other years, but not the Shemitah year itself. But for the water, for the boros and the water that we need to drink, that you would daven for even during a Shemitah year. And again, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Afal Ha'ilanos Masrina, you would daven even during Shemitah year. The Al Asvichim as well, which is the low vegetation, which grow on their own. They're not planted, but just sometimes things grow, however they work. B'shvius, Mipnei Sheish Ben Parnas L'Anim, because these are things that the Anim benefit from even during the Shemitah year. And if you see that the Svichim aren't growing, and you see that the Ilanos are not growing during the Shemitah year even, we would daven and fast for those as well. So Tani the Brisa says further now, Amr Belazar ben Pratya, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nasa Gisham Tzimukim Liolam, from the time the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, the rain has shrunk. The amount of rain, it's not as available. The Gishmei Bracha is not as available. Yeshana Shagishmeh Merubim, Yeshana Shagishmeh Muatim, sometimes there's a lot of rain, sometimes there's a little rain, Yeshana Shagishmeh Yordan Bismanim, sometimes the rain comes at the right time, Yeshana Shagishmeh Yordan Bismanim, sometimes it does not come at the right time, meaning the time is based on English, things are pretty calculated, there's an order, but now afterwards, you never know, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes it's a good year, and sometimes it's a bad year. Sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's a little, sometimes it's the right time, sometimes it's the wrong time. So Shana Shegishmeh Yordim Bizmanim. If it's a year where the rain rained in the right time, then Lamahu Dotma, what's it similar to? L'yevet Shinasin L'rabo Parnasaso Be'echad B'Shabbos. It's where the master, similar to a master giving his Eved, his allowance, if you will, for on Sunday, for the week. And Nimtei Sa'isa Nefes Ketikna, Nechaz Ketikna. So he's able to make rations for the every day of the week. Have a little bit on the first day of the week, and for Monday and Tuesday and so on. That's a nice, pleasant way. That's what it means to Gishmeh Yordan Bismanim. Shana Shein Gishmeh Yordan Bismanim. If it's a year where the rain does not grow, and the rain is the proper time. L'mahu Dama, what is it similar to? L'yevet Shinasin L'rabo Parnasaso Be'er Shabbos. It's where he's given his allowance Erev Shabbos, and there's very little time to prepare for Shabbos. Nimtes Isa Nefes Shilo Ketikna. He has to hurry up, get the dough in the oven. He's rushed, he's pressed for time. He doesn't make it properly. He's grinding, he's baking quickly. Nechal Shilo Ketikna, and the food's not the best. So he gets his rain, he gets his food, but it's not the quality isn't the same. So that's what it means to get the rain, Shilo Bezmanim. Shana Shegishmeh Merubim, L'mahu Dama. If it's a year where there's a lot of rain, what's that similar to? L'evet Shinasin L'rabba Parnasaso V'basachas. It's like a master who gives his salary to his Eved once in the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, and you get it for the whole year. That's a good thing. You have a lot of rain. A lot of rain is good. It's similar to this case where he's given everything at the beginning of the year, the entire salary for the year. Nimsu Rechaim Tochanos Minakur, Masha Tochanos Minakav. That when you grind the wheat, you lose out what you lose from a kav, you lose in a core. Let me explain. That the way it worked in the grinding in the mill is that there's always some wheat that gets stuck between the cracks. It's always that amount. So if you're grinding, just one time a lot, you actually save up. Because if you have only a kav, you do every month another kav, you're losing, let's say, 5% of your grain each month. Another 5%, another 5%, another 5% of the kav. If I use now one huge amount of a core, which is much bigger, in one shot, I'm also only losing that 5%. Well, not the right ratio is not the same.
One fourth of 5%.
But I'm saying whatever that is. Let's do an amount. Let's say 1 pound you lose. 1 pound in the cost. So every month you're losing 1 pound, 1 pound, 1 pound. That's 12 pounds you lose over the year. But in a core, you also lose only 1 pound because only 1 pound gets stuck and you have a huge amount. So you're gaining a lot more. You're only losing 1 pound for the year. So what you normally use in one kav every time, you're losing in one huge amount of the core. So therefore, the Gemara says, "V'nimtes isa ocheles minakor k'moshe ocheles minakav." And therefore, you're eating from the core what you would normally eat from the kav, which is a big gain. That's what means a lot of rain. And shana shegishmeh muatim, if it's a year of very little rain, whereby you have to grind every few weeks or so, you keep losing a pound or so each time you grind, lamahu damar, what's it similar to? Le'evet shenasin l'rabo parnasasa ma'at ma'at, where the master gives a little bit here, a little bit there, nimsi rechai ma'ashetochnes minakor, tochnes minakav. What you normally use, when you do one big core, you're losing each time you do a small kav. That means you're losing a pound each time you're grinding it. That's a big loss. Nimtes isa kamashin echaz minakor, nechaz minakav. What you normally eat from a core, you're eating from a kav, you're losing a lot more in when the gishmeh are muatim. Davar acher, a bit of a different approach, a mashal that's being used, is bizman she gishmeh merubim l'mahu domer, when there's a lot of rain, it's similar to l'adam she megablos atid, a person who's mixing together his cement or his mud or his dirt, and he says im yesh l'mayim rabim, if there's a lot of water, mayim ein mekam, you don't lose out the water, there's plenty of excess water to use, and v'atim u'guba yafa, and the mud is mixed nicely. If there's only a little bit of water to be used, you're going to lose out the water. Eventually, it's going to get used up. And also, it doesn't mix nicely. So that's another comparison of a lot of rain to a little rain. The Gemara now tells us a famous Maisa. We'll start the Maisa now, and we'll finish probably with the stop in the middle. The Gemara says in the bottom here, your testament bay is Tanur Rabban. That Pan Lachas one time, Alu Kol Yisrael L'Regel Yushlaim. All of Klai Yisrael went to Har Bayis, to the base of Migdash, because of Lila Regel. It was a year where there was no rain. So nothing to drink. Halach Nachdimon ben Gurion, a famous tzaddik, a wealthy man, Eitzel Hegmon Echad, went to a certain gvir. Amarlo, he says to him, Halveni shtayim esrei ma'ayanos mayim. I know you have 12 springs of water. Lend them to me, l'oli regom, so this way I could give my people to drink. I'll pay you back 12 amounts of these springs as well. I'll pay you back in water. So it may need no saying lucha. If I don't pay you back the water, harini no saying lucha. Shemesh kikar kasef. In place of that, if I can't replace your springs, your wells, I'll give you 12 kikar of kasef. The kavalo zman, they set a date to pay back, and came in shegiya zman, the time came, and lo yardu kshamim, the rain didn't come. He took from the 12 springs, he fed or gave to drink all the olei regalim, and then the zman came and the rain didn't fill him up, so he owed 12 kikar kasef. So shalach lo, this individual, this hegmon, sent a naktimon, shagar li, omaim, omalos, sheish li batcha. Today's the day. Either send me the water or send me the cash. So shalach lo, he says, adayin yeshizman, the day's not over, I still have some time. Ka yom kula shalohi, he says, still mine, I still have time to repay it. But tzaraim, the afternoon came, shalach lo, shagar li, omaim, omalos, the afternoon was coming, the sun was beginning to set. He said, send me the water, send me the cash. Sheish li batcha, that I have from you. Shalach lo naktimon says back to him, adayin yeshli shalos bayam, the day's not over, I still got a couple hours. But mincha time now, shalach lo, he sent back to naktimon, shagali omayim omals, sheshli biyotcha, send me either the water or the cash. And shalach le, adayin yeshli shalos bayam, the day's still not over, I know it's getting to the end, it hasn't rained all year, but I still have some time. Liglega lava, hegmon, he starts to make fun, amrlo, he says, kol shana kula lo yardu kshamim, it hadn't rained all year round, v'achshav now, yardu kshamim, it's going to rain. So, Nichnas, Leves Amerechatz, Besimcha, this Hegmon went to the bathhouse with great Simcha. He made a lot of cash. He didn't pay him yet, but he was expecting the money to come his way. Ache Hegmon, Nichnas, Besimchas, Leves Amerechatz, while the Hegmon was walking to the Beis Amerechatz to enjoy his time there in the spa, Naktimon, Nichnas, Leves Amikdash, Kishu, Atzef. Naktimon walked to the Beis Amikdash, he was terribly upset. Nisatef, Vamid, Betfila, he wrapped himself in a talus. He started to daven in Amr Lefanov, he says, the Kavish Baruch, Rebonin Shal Olam, Golav Yadulaf Necha, Shalul Chvodi Asisi, you know. That I did not do this, I did not make this deal for my own personal hana, not my honor, not my benefit. Lo lechvod beis Abba, Asisi, not for my family's name. El lechvod cha, I did this for your honor, Asisi. Shehu mai mitzuin loli regalim. This way the people could come visit you on Har Bayis and Shlosh Regalim, and they have what to drink. Miyad niskashu shemayim ba'avim. Immediately the clouds began to thicken and get together. V'yardu k'sham began to rain. Achin ismalu shtemesrei mayos mayim v'osiru. And the 12 wells filled up. And even began to overflow. So we'll stop here in the middle of the story. Mirat Hashem, we'll finish this tomorrow. Freilichim Chanukah.